Trump campaign raises $7.1 million after Fulton County mugshot. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 26, 2023. Former President Donald Trump's campaign has raised $7.1 million since he surrendered himself into custody at the Fulton County Sheriff's Office on Thursday. Trump surrendered himself into custody after being indicted alongside 18 others in a 98-page, 41-count indictment by Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. Notably, Fulton County made Trump take a mugshot, marking his first mugshot of the four criminal cases he currently faces. Trump returned to Twitter for the first time in 2 years on Thursday, posting a photo of his mugshot and a link directing his supporters to donate to his campaign. "If you are doing poorly due to the sinister people in control of our country right now, don't even think about donating," Trump's webpage read. "But if you can, please make a contribution to evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House and save America during this dark chapter in our nation's history." Trump's campaign also sold merchandise with photos of the mugshot that had the tagline "Never Surrender." Friday saw the highest-grossing fundraising day of Trump's campaign thus far, with $4.18 million raised, according to Trump advisor Stephen Chiang. Organic money has skyrocketed, especially after it real Donald Trump tweeted out the picture along with the website URL, Chiang added. Further, the Trump campaign has raised close to $20 million in the last 3 weeks since Trump has been indicted by Willis and special counsel Jack Smith for his alleged role in the January 6th Capitol writs. The Trump campaign is expected to cross the $20 million mark in a few days, a campaign aide told Breitbart News. Trump's campaign has seen similar fundraising boosts in the aftermath of the former president's three previous indictments. Trump has been released on a $200,000 bond in the Georgia case, the highest amount out of any of his co-defendants. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write the image Dixon Hamilton at Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.